Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Dream Chasers Radio, where we are always daring to be different. Get ready, get ready, get ready to be inspired. Let's get moving toward our goals. And here to make that happen is our host, Yaya Diamond.
Here we go. Here we go. I have just come off one station to come on another, and you are listening to a division of Dream Chasers Radio presented to you by YEG Music Group, also 97.5 FM, Real Community Radio, Norfolk, Florida, and Bomb Baby Radio. I'm in the bushes, I'm Bronx, New York City. You can't beat that. You can't beat it. And I'm excited to be here one more time. We have one more guest on the show tonight, and I want to introduce to some and also say what's up to Mr. Melvin Horn. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, my name is Melvin Horn, as you know, and I am a gospel hip-hop artist. And I'm 25 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. Now, what is gospel hip-hop? Because some people don't know what that is.
Well, gospel hip-hop to me is, it's where I'm rapping about Jesus Christ to people instead of rapping about, you know, guns, drugs, instead of feeding poison to people, you know. On feeding truth, feeding healing to people.
Wow. And so your music, what does that mean to you, and how serious is it to you?
Well, when God led me to do gospel rap, I told him that, you know, I wanted to reach the youth with my rap, because that's the main people I want to touch, is the youth. Because the youth, you know, they need God nowadays. You know what I'm saying? The enemy, you know, he's after the youth, and you know they need the word.
Yes, definitely. Now, When you started, how did you start this? Was it just you've always known you wanted to do this, or this is something that just kind of happened?
Well, God showed me the gift that I had, the hip hop gift, the rapping gift I had back in 2015, when my brother, he had a beat, instrumental. And he wanted me to hear him freestyle off the beat for the instrumental. They're the same thing. But I didn't want to at first. But I just said, you know, I go listen to him freestyle. So I would listen to my brother freestyle, and at the same time, you know, I was checking out the beat because the beat was, it sounded good. And the Holy Spirit was telling me, okay, I want you to take that beat. I want you to ask your brother for the beat. And I want you to take the beat, and he's going to give you that beat or the instrumental. So I asked my brother for the instrumental, and he gave it to me. And I was surprised because I thought he was going to say no. So I took the instrumental by faith. I sat down on the couch, and I got my pen and paper, and I said, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do with this instrumental? And he told me, okay, I want you to think of my grace. So I thought of grace. And I thought of the scripture in the Bible where it says that we are saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. So I wrote grace down. And then I said, okay, Lord, I need a chorus or a hook or something to start off with. He said, go by, you know, I'm saved by grace. I'm saved by grace because of my faith. And I said, okay. And then he started giving me, the lyrics and so on, and yeah, that's how I found out that, you know, that was my gift. That was my talent.
Now, let me ask you a question. With everything that's going on around you, how do you stay grounded within your word, within your music, and the type of music you do without venturing off? Because some people are not as focused.
Well, before I record a song or when I get the instrumental, I ask God, I said, Lord, please give me the words to this song. And, you know, he mm-hmm. gives me the words to the song. I write it down, and I record it.
Mm.
And sometimes before I record, I read the Bible. I read the Word.
Mm-hmm.
To
wow.
stay focused.
Mm. Wow.
Because there's a lot of distraction out there, you know.
That's what I was saying. There's a lot of distractions out there. There's a lot of different things that can deter some certain people, you know, away from their first objective, I would have to put it. What keeps you stern and keeps you focused?
What keeps me focused? Well, I not only I go to church on Sundays, but there, you know, I have church in my house, you know, from Monday to Friday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people just go to church on Sundays and leave it at that. But I have church every day, and that's what keeps me focused. That's what keeps me moving, and that's what keeps the songs coming up in my head, you know.
Right. It's a wonderful thing to see, and you're young, to see this in you because, again, there are many distractions out there, and there are different things that can deter someone who is not strong in their faith and, you know, to do something different. When you go out and when you speak to other children, what problems do you see that's predominantly the reason that, I mean, from your own opinion, why people actually are deterred?
Well, when I go out and speak to the youth, I mean, I see that, you know, some of the kids, they have problems in their homes and they're afraid to talk about it.
Right.
And so it takes a person who is filled with the Holy Ghost to come in there and tell them that, you know, God is here now, or, you know, he is in me. God is in me. So therefore, he is in the room. His presence is in the room. And don't be afraid. Tell him. Talk to him. You know, tell him what's going on. He's here. He wants to help. He's listening.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to love on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a song here that we want to go ahead and play. Can you just tell us about On My 116 for me, please?
On My 116, it started with me and my homeboy Styx. We met up on SoundCloud one day, and I told him that first I heard the instrumental, and I texted him. I said, man, this instrumental sounds good. I want to get on the track with you. And he said, really? He said, yeah, you can get on the track with me, bro. And so he sent me the track, and I recorded my vocals and sent it back, and yeah.
Wow.
And
we planning on
making more music in the future too, because he wants me to be on his mixtape. So.
Mhm. Awesome. We've heard of Styx here, right here on Dream Chasers Radio. He's done many collaborations with different artists throughout the years. We're going to go ahead and play that On My 116 right here on Dream Chasers Radio, and I hope you like it.
Sticks in the house.
Melvin on the track, I'm drunk on that Christian juice. Let's go.
116, my motto. Jesus be my motto. Now you better check my lyrics, cause motto sound like motto. When I'm on a mic and I'm up up on these stages, you know I'm unashamed. I ain't tryna be famous. I'm jumping up the level, cause the beat gon' get the knocking, bro. And when I drop this fire, then my homies get the wrecking. Romans 1:16. you know they gotta rap about it. Putting down their windows, and you know they gotta shout about it. Threaten me, put me in them chains. I'm brave, 116, 116, homie, till I'm in the grave. I'm on that C-double-H, partner, holla if you hear me. I'll bring it to your hood, gon' follow if you feel me. Yo, 116 is the day that I die. Thinking that a friend gon' look me in the eye. Rappers out here be spitting by themselves, get a spitting by themselves, cause it's day to supply. Turn up, that's what I'm finna do when I'm revving his name when I'm ballin' in the game. UNASHAMED, we unashamed. Ready?
I'm on that Christian juice, that 116, that true, let's go.
I'm on my 116. And you know I'm on a shine.
I'm on my 116.
I ain't finna quit the game.
I'm on my 116.
And I'm reppin' on his name.
I'm on my 116. Out of 116. I'm on my 116.
And you know I'm on a shine.
I'm on my 116.
I ain't finna quit the game.
I'm on my 116. We do it
and I'm reppin' on his name.
I'm on my 116. Out of 116. Let me get him one time,
gentlemen.
Man, how y'all doing? It's Melvin chillin', reppin' God to the ceiling, signing all my paper, cause they found out that I'm so committed. I'm not a slave, so now I'm free. The blood of Christ destroyed the beast. I'm hungry for some souls. Rest my Bible, I think it's fine to eat. I'm casting out these demons, they don't know us. Sticks, we bring the heat. I make them look confused when I talk about the God in me. I'm looking supernatural, got my armor, plus I'm rockin' peace. They see me on the battlefield, tough, ain't no stopping. GBB for real. When you see me, do you get a fear in you? You looking at my heart, yeah, I'm tatted. 116 to 2. I'm falling off the table, cause I'm gone off that crisp. We them followers of Christ. What
I
you claim,
you.
Homie, what are you? I'm not ashamed. You haters hate, you see me blessed like every day. Yes, yes, I bang. Grace, grace, true, truth, faith. 1-1 Lord, 1 rock, 1 Christ, eternal life, Jesus Christ. 116, we own that truth. Tell them who's sick.
Ready?
I'm on that Christian juice, that 116, that true, let's go.
I'm on my 116.
We on our 116, baby, we not ashamed.
I'm on my 116. I'm on my 116.
We do this for Christ.
I'm on my 116.
Me and Six on the track.
116. And you know I'm on a shine.
Yeah.
I ain't finna quit the game.
Yeah.
And I'm reppin' on his name.
I love it. So what does 116 mean? Thank you.
116, it's based off of Romans 1:16.
Oh.
Where it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Awesome. So I hear that you're having a show coming up. Tell us all about that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. The show is going to take place in Dallas/Arlington, Texas. And
okay.
It's going to be at the Christian Lounge. And it's going to be a Sunday.
Okay.
And
wow.
There's going to be a lot of people there, and can't wait to have fun and spread the gospel and make people dance.
definitely. Now, the Christian Lounge, what exactly is that?
It's a place it's not limited to Christians. I mean, you know, anybody can come, you know, unbelievers or whoever want to come. But, you know, it's for like, for Christian rappers or poetry or, you know, if you want to bring the word forth or, you know, whatever talent you got, it's for all talents.
Wow. You know, that is a blessing to have such a wonderful establishment in the middle of the city there for everyone to participate in. Have you ever performed there before?
No, ma'am, this is my first time.
So tell everyone where they can actually come in. Do they need tickets? I mean, let us know about this.
No, it's free. It's free.
Mm.
You don't need tickets. Yeah, it's free. And the good thing about the Christian Lounge is, you know, some churches, they don't allow, you know, gospel hip hop, or they don't allow gospel or Christian poetry, you know.
Oh, you know, that is something that's going to have to come little by little. A lot of people believe that that's just not relevant, but actually they're going by the old times and the older generation. But if you look at the new generation and you look at the youth today, that's what they're looking at. They're excited about that, and we have to be excited about what they're excited about in order to win them over. So what you're doing is wonderful. Thank you so much for doing what you do. What else is new for you? What else is coming up that we can be expecting from you?
Oh, my album is coming up. It's going to be April the 14th. Yeah, my album, Grace.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be on my website, onmelvinhorn.com.
Awesome, awesome. Wow, congratulations. Wow. So a kid is coming up. They want to be just like you. What kind of advice would you give them?
I would say first, you know, speak with God and, you know, let him guide you on his journey and let him, tell you, you know, what kind of music you should do, or, you know, let him give you the words to the music you're doing.
Mm.
And don't give up and lean on him and trust in him. You know,
mm-hmm.
he's the one that gave us this gift.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Such wonderful words. And, okay, so you have your album coming out. You have that song now. You have the show coming up. Please tell everybody where the show is. You have the address?
Actually, yeah, I have the address. It's going to be in Arlington, Texas, 76017, 4600 W Borden Road.
Okay. Awesome. So that way that people who are in the area can support you and come out to your show, especially since it is free, and there is really no excuse. If it is free, you guys got to show up.
And also, you can give a call, too. It's 817-483-0746.
Wonderful, wonderful. Wow. Is there anything else you'd like to tell your listeners today?
I just want to say my album is coming up, and I can't wait for you to listen to it.
Awesome. I am looking forward to it as well. I congratulate you on all your success and everything that you're doing. Keep going. Keep doing it. It will pay off. I've seen it firsthand pay off. So you definitely, all you have to do is just keep at it and don't give up. Thank you so much for being on the show. And tell everybody where they can reach you again, please.
You can reach me at my website at onmelvinhorn.com. And you can reach me on Instagram at onmelvinhorn. And my second Instagram page at Grace and Truth Music.
Awesome. So you have your own record label?
No, not yet.
But you're working towards that, right?
Yeah, I'm working towards it. I want to connect with Reach Records.
Mhm.
Yeah, I went to Atlanta not too long ago to check out Arrow Records.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting to hear back from them.
Right. Well, it takes time, you know. It does take time. But definitely keep going and keep stretching your legs. That's the key. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Thank you so much again for being on the show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And you have a good night.
All right. You too.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Melvin Horn from Texas. He has his show coming up, and you want to go ahead and participate in that. And if you don't know where that is, just go ahead and rewind the show, and he'll tell you where and how to get there. It is a free event, and I would love for you to support him in all his endeavors. He's got a CD coming out. He's working with different people. He's moving. He's shaking. He's doing it. And that's what I love about people that come on this show. People that come on this show are actually doing it. They're actually living the beginning of their dream. They're living their dream, and they're seeing results. I want to see that for you, too. If you'd like to be on Dream Chasers Radio, just email us at dreamchasersradio@gmail.com. We'll let you know how to be on the show. Thank you again so much for tuning in, and this has been another edition of Dream Chasers Radio, Dream Chasers Unite with Yaya Diamond. I'm your host, and I'm always what? Different. Good night, everybody.